This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
There's only one station that gives you concise, unfiltered, unbiased news. Power 98.7. Now we're talking.
You're still tuned into Power FM this evening, Power Business with me, Noluthando Mthonto Mlambo. We are trying to get our next guest on the line. That's Advocate Faye Mokadum. And we are trying to reflect on the media engagement today held by the Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition. That's Minister Ibrahim Patel, and as well as Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development. That's Ms. Togo Didiza there. And that were they were briefing the media on the progress made in the implementation of the sugar industry master plan there, and that's of course an important part of the South African economy, big there in the KZN, an important part of keeping that economy churning. Now we know that last year the South African Sugar Association reported that the industry managed to restore 170,000 of the sugar tons of the sugar demand in the local market against a target of 150,000 tons. So it did look like, you know, recovery was on its way. But we did ask Advocate Faye Mokadum, who is the chairperson of the South African Sugar Association, to give us a snapshot of just the recovery of the sector and also the key takeouts from today's engagement with the ministers. Good evening to you, Advocate. Thank you for your time.
Good evening, Noluthando, and good evening to your listeners. Thank you.
Advocate, before we maybe get into the master plan, keen to maybe just get a snapshot of where we are in terms of the sugar sector to date in South Africa. If I just think about, you know, the developments there around Tongaat and the likes, are we seeing a sector that is well in recovery mode?
So, Noluthando, first of all, today was is a celebration for us all in the industry. And it's important given the series of catastrophic events we've been through over the last few years that we pause and celebrate. But one thing that we are all very clear about, and it is sobering, is that we are not out of the doldrums yet. And we're finding that our industry is at an inflection point where we have paused and we have interrogated what the last few years have done, where we are now, and how that's going to inform the way we go forward. So at the moment, yes, we do have two mills that are in business rescue, but we have already, we're at the tail end of the business rescue processes with creditors having approved preferential bidders. And so now we're just waiting for regulatory approval for those transactions to be concluded. In addition to that, what we have all committed to as the leadership of the industry is that we are going to reimagine the sugar cane industry in its entirety. We're going to commit to increase the area under cane. We're looking at diversification. We are looking at transforming the industry from where it has been towards becoming a more sustainable, more resilient and agile industry, where we also continue to provide for lives and livelihoods in both the KwaZulu-Natal and Mpumalanga provinces.
With that said, you know, Advocate, I'm keen for us then to also recap on this master plan, the sugar master plan, and how it does then fit into this point of inflection that we've spoken about, but also the reimagining of the sugar sector.
So the master plan started a few years ago, and over that period, there were certain commitments made by industry partners and different stakeholders where, because we needed to protect the local industry, because we were seeing a flood of cheap imports, which was obviously compromising our industry. And historically and globally, the sugar industries in other countries have also received government protection. The challenge, of course, with us is that when you look at trade protection and when you look at setting import tariffs, which then protect the local industry, what happens is those tariffs don't necessarily actually cover the cost of production in real terms. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't mean that it responds to all the challenges that are facing us. So now that we have concluded on the first phase of the master plan, what we're looking at as we're going forward is also to look how we can become a lot more competitive, a lot more efficient in the way that we deliver on what we need to deliver in terms of the entire value chain. So what we did in the first few years of phase one of the master plan, all the industry players were around the table. That's the producers, the growers and the millers, as well as the industrial users, the downstream users. And we committed to working together through a partnership, obviously within certain guidelines as aligned to the Competition Commission, and to see how we can ensure that we protect jobs, that we continue to be an anchor contributor to the provincial economies and the national GDP. But in addition to that, we look at how we can introduce things that will keep this industry growing and being around for a long time. With that having been set as a foundation in the first phase of the master plan, we obviously, through a task team approach, then looked at some of the diversification options. We looked at restructuring the industry in terms of diversification. And one of the things that we are celebrating today, which is a very good fortuitous moment as we close the end of phase one and start phase two, is that SAFDA, which is the Farmers Development Association, the Black Small Scale Growers Association, has been recognized as a full and permanent member of the South African Association of South Africa. And that has been actually gazetted a few weeks ago, and it is now in law. So it is irreversible. And we really welcome them at the table as a permanent member, because small-scale growers are indeed fundamental and pivotal in terms of our sustainability strategy as we go forward.
It really is very encouraging to hear of that advocate. Advocate, before I let you go, then I'm also keen then just to touch on, you know, the different levers that have to be pulled here for us to make sure that this industry not only survives, but thrives in future here. You've spoken about innovation. We obviously have all the key stakeholders sitting around at the table here. But I do imagine that there's still some implementation risk here. And like you say, that the sector is not quite out the doldrums yet. What do we need to make sure to do to make sure that we get this right?
Well, what we do need to make sure, and I reflect on a comment that Minister Dadiza made earlier today, the fact is that many South Africans don't fully understand how the sugar industry works. And the consumers and the producers are inextricably intertwined. When it comes to SASA itself, the growers and the millers are all part of one ecosystem. And so if anything has to happen to any one of those players, what we're facing is an implosion and collapse of the entire system. So what we need to continue to do is to set aside any of our own interests and transcend above that and work together as an industry. Beyond that, though, the minister also reflected that if we allow cheap imports into the system or imports that might be seen as cheaper in the short term, we are actually outsourcing South African jobs to another country. And the only reason you might be able to land sugar at a better price is because the countries where that sugar might come from are heavily subsidized. And so it still then isn't a fair reflection in terms of like for like. But we cannot, as South Africans, given what we're facing in the country at the moment and looking at the bountiful opportunities on the African continent, we cannot be seen to be outsourcing our jobs to anywhere, any other country. First and foremost, we need to look after our own, and we need to make sure that we use the sugar industry as another lever to press so that we can contribute to economic development in our country for the future.
Well, Advocate, it's a pleasure speaking to you today. Thank you so much for taking us through this. And I think maybe we should invite you back for us to give us an Sugar Industry 101 here and really helping us understand how it all works together. Thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Bye-bye, Nolitando.
Bye-bye, Advocate. Go wild. That's Advocate Faye Mukadum. She's the board chair at the South African Sugar Association.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.